In this installment of Art from the Ground Up, our series exploring some of the grassroots arts initiatives which add vitality to our part of the world, we meet an artist's collective embracing the philosophy that culture and cultural experiences are everywhere and that they belong to everyone. Three artists involved in public art in New York City were looking for a change when a friend of theirs suggested they come to Pittsburgh to help rehabilitate property that she was acquiring through a program designed to help communities in transition address blight. The Allegheny County Vacant Property Recovery Program introduced them to a neighborhood and an opportunity to use local resources and artistic creativity to transform ideas into real social and economic benefits.
Kind of bringing art into public spaces, activating public spaces, and thinking about how people make choices, the politics of the time.
Sitting in a room on the first floor of the Carnegie Library in Braddock, Ruthie Stringer explained to me that she, along with Dana Bishop Root and Leslie Stem, first came to the Pittsburgh area to tear down a house.
When you take apart a building, you kind of peel back the layers of history. You can imagine the people who constructed that building and the work that went into it, the materials, the energy. That process really did inform us about the history of this neighborhood.
They fell in love with that neighborhood and saw it as a place to put some strongly held beliefs into practice. Working out of the library, which they identify as one of the few institutions in our society that is totally free and open to everybody, they expand the definition of art with projects that, as they say, examine and respond to their community.
All right, so here we are in the neighborhood print shop.
Dana Bishop Root walked me through some of those projects.
And this was truly the place where we began our formal collaboration, Transformasium, with the Braddock Carnegie Library. It is a teaching and learning studio accessible to as many people as possible. It's a very economically viable process, and it doesn't take a huge technical background. We've opened up the studio to talk about it as a space to get the idea out of your head and into the street. So instead of people coming in that are already screen printers or have experience or self-identify as an artist, they really come in because they're interested in how to create more mass communication, political, on-the-ground organizing. There's a lot of student work in here. People bring their own voice and their own culture.
Do you ever find any commercial applications for the work that gets done in the print shop here?
A lot of times different groups will ask us to print for them, and we say, you know, one of the things is we aren't a commercial shop, but we'd love for you to come in. We'll teach you and your group how to print, so it becomes much more of a community building, group building opportunity. We're very interested in the justice that happens when people can learn together and work together and produce together.
Doing things together, immersed in their community, defines Transformasium. Through their resident artist-in-residence program, they make space and resources available to a community resident to pursue their artistic vision. Their youth autonomous art zone engages the community's young people. And they reach out with an art lending library, which includes works donated by all but one of the internationally recognized artists who came to Pittsburgh for the 2013 Carnegie International. Facilitator Mary Carey developed a program that actually took that a step further.
Where I took out artwork to different businesses in the community, hung it up, and told a little bit about the artwork, the name of the artist, and where they can check the artwork out at.
They now include works by community artists, as well as what they call the Prism Project, paintings donated by incarcerated artists. And they continue to look for ways to do more.
What is built together comes from being in constant conversation with our neighbors. And I think that has a lot to do with our relationship to art, thinking of it as this living, breathing thing that's in constant reaction to and can be used as a way to resist, can be used as a way to amplify, can be used as a way of self-representation.
That's Transformasium. With Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.